Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Some sad news to share out of Milwaukee's broadcast community. Former WISN 12 news anchor Jerry Taff has died. Taff joined Channel 12 back in 1979. He anchored for more than 25 years in Milwaukee before retiring in 2005. Taff became one of the most familiar and trusted faces in local news. Many of you will remember Jerry Taff for his signature sign-off. He ended the broadcast every night with this.
Good night, and better tomorrows.
You remember that, don't you?
I remember everything about him. There was something so stately about Jerry Taff. There was a level of professionalism that he carried. The hair was perfect. The suit always looked nice. And if he was covering it, you knew it was a big deal. Like, you had to watch the 10 o'clock news because of people like Jerry and his partner.
I remember watching Jerry and Kathy growing up. And joining us live now was Kathy Michaelby, Taff's longtime co-anchor and friend. Thank you so much for joining the program, Kathy.
Oh, I appreciate you guys inviting me to talk about Jerry today. You said it so beautifully. He was larger than life. The guy was absolutely a force.
Kathy, you sat next to Jerry for so many years. What comes to mind first when you think about him?
I got to know him on and off from your living rooms and your little box in the television set, and he was just about as delightful. You know, he always had a little something fun to say. He was the same he was on TV as he was in person, without some of the, you know, Greg, you were talking about how, you know, he was always so perfectly coiffed and this and that, not necessarily in person all the time, but he just had an amazing way to connect with people. And that was true on and off television.
Well, it definitely came through, and you always knew if Jerry was covering it, it was a big deal. That's what it felt like when I was watching Channel 12 growing up, Kathy, and it was international events in Cuba, things happening in Tel Aviv, major national political conventions, severe weather aftermath, standing beside a ball of rubble after a tornado had ripped through. If Jerry was on it, you knew it was a big deal.
I remember seeing him in a gas mask or something, you know, when he was in Tel Aviv, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is local news. This guy can cover just about anything. His experiences in life prepared him for that. But boy, he certainly never showed any kind of fear in any kind of situation. He was ready to take on just about every challenge. Pretty incredible.
Trust in the media has changed so much over the years. I mean, it was a different ballgame decades ago. Why do you think, or what do you think made Jerry so trusted by Milwaukee viewers all those years?
I got to believe it was that he wasn't a cookie cutter sort of person who was on television. He did it his way. He knew his stuff. He trusted people to do the research and make sure the story was right. But he always kind of put his touch on it. So I think that I was lucky to work with Jerry in my young days. I started at Channel 12 when I was about 25, 26 years old. I actually saw him on the air when I was working at this little fledgling news operation at Channel 18. And I turned on the television and I couldn't believe my eyes that he was in Paris with Kevin Hermaning's mother during the 444 days of hostage keeping in Iran.
Wow.
He was helping her kind of navigate the opportunity for a mom to try to beg for the release of these hostages. He was just a guy who was willing to put himself in the middle of just about anything.
Oh, go ahead now, Kathy. Please finish.
No, you go ahead. This is how I've been. These conversations are going on all over the place in Milwaukee. Everywhere I go, no matter what, you know, people will usually, they don't necessarily recognize me because I never look exactly like I looked on television or whatever. But the second they know that it's me, they'll go, oh my gosh, have you talked to Jerry? How is Jerry? How is Jerry? Jerry was like, he was invited into people's homes.
You know, you did a sit-down with him not too long ago, and I think he was in his mid-70s, perhaps, at the time. He passed away at the age of 85. Was he ever battling anything? Was he ever upfront or open with you about anything?
Absolutely.
Or was he pretty healthy up to his last few days?
His health was failing, and there's no doubt about it. One of the latest, we kept, we were email pen pals, and I don't think he'd mind that I'd say that he was taking on a lot of tough battles, you know, from cancer to, he thought he was losing his memory, but my God, he was as sharp as could possibly be. I mean, I defied him on that one. But he said one time after one kind of operation he had to have, he said something like, "I feel like a cool watermelon at a hot Texas picnic. They split me right open, and I've got a heel, and you know what? Just thank goodness I'm going to," because that's, you know, that, I'm paraphrasing here.
Sure.
But he just had a sense of reality and humor, and I don't know, better tomorrows about himself. It wasn't just his sign-off. It was kind of his mantra and his outlook on life.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I mentioned that off the top, that memorable line, his signature sign-off, "good night and better tomorrows." Mm-hmm. Do you know exactly where that came from, and what do you think it said about him?
Well, it's one of those things that when a person's gone, you're like, why didn't I ask where that "better tomorrows" thing came from? I think it came from his heart. That's it. I've never asked him. I will say it was something that you could rely on every night when you were doing the news. You never had to come up with some clever little ending for the news, because you just knew that Jerry was going to be there and he was going to say that. And you never took it lightly. He didn't take it lightly. I think if you were to string a bunch of those sign-offs together, you would see that Jerry just kind of had a different nuance, you know, most of the time. It was the way he lived.
Good night and better tomorrows. Good night and better tomorrows. Good night and better tomorrows.
Yeah, each one just a little slightly different. You're right, Kathy. You talk about trust, and, you know, growing up watching the news here locally, you had the 5 o'clock news, you had the 6 o'clock news, you had the 10 o'clock news, and I think Channel 18 or 24 maybe did the 9 o'clock news.
That's
after
right.
The Ropers or Three's Company, if I'm remembering accurately. But nonetheless, this is how people consumed their news throughout the day, 5, 6, and 10. Dinner time, before dinner time, and then, of course, the 10 o'clock news, and that was everything. The 10 o'clock news was everything, Kathy. People consume their news in so many different ways now, and the 10 o'clock news is not what it once was. And there are so many great people still doing the news, but I think that's part of what endeared the community to people like you and to Jerry and Mike Goucher and Melody Wilson and other names that come to the top of my mind, is that you were in our homes telling us the most important things about the day at the only time that we really consumed it. And it was, okay, shut the TV off and go to bed. You were the last people we saw before we shut our eyes.
Probably not the worst thing to do is to try to make appointment television for yourself. You can do it yourself, because it's, you know, you can pick your time these days as to when you're going to listen to the news and where you're going to listen to the news. But I make sure that I listen to the news or watch something daily. I can't get away from it. But I just thought of something that I think made Jerry and you guys, and I will say a little bit about me, because we're radio people. When you're involved in radio and you have to somehow or other communicate with people, you don't have that benefit of necessarily seeing them. They don't get to see you. But you do have to put your all into it. And that's, I think that his radio training was one of the best things that he ever had as far as jumping into television.
And now, gosh, we're on YouTube, Kathy, and reeling, and unfortunately our faces are over.
Oh, my gosh, that would drive me. I think that would drive me insane.
You gotta wear pants.
I don't
now
know. Oh gosh, I'm not on, because I'm just on the telephone, but lo and behold, you really are under the microscope. Jerry was he was his own guy, and I don't know if he thought it was going to work out in Milwaukee, but I think he was as delighted as anyone that a guy from Texas moved into the Milwaukee market and just took it by storm.
Yeah, he certainly did. If you could say one more thing to Jerry, Kathy, what would it be?
Where'd you come up with it? Better tomorrows.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
One of those, but I would just say, you know, you can't just say one more thing to Jerry Taft. It would be an ongoing conversation forever and ever and ever.
Isn't that the truth? I'm so delighted
that I got to work with him. And I'm having a lovely time talking with people about having, you know, spend some quality time in Milwaukee and on Milwaukee television and really doing it because we really love the community.
And Kathy, real quickly here, I know I reached out to you to talk about Jerry, but I know we have a lot of fans who are wondering, what is Kathy Michael be up to? So can you just give our fans a quick little synopsis of how you're doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I have a very rich friend life. I've got so many people that I just can't even figure out how to see everybody all the time. My husband did pass away about 2 years ago. Jerry was a dear in helping me deal with that passing. But I have, I'm spending every day just looking at life like, heck, I hate to do it, but I'm going to say like, there's going to be better tomorrows. It's my mantra now.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for joining us and sharing your memories. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
That's retired WISN 12 News anchor Kathy Michaelby remembering her longtime co-anchor Jerry Taft, a trusted voice in Milwaukee news for more than two decades.
Good night and better tomorrows.
Good night and better tomorrows.
Good night and better tomorrows.